please read the synthesis?
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, so let's do a practice question. Let me ask you a question. The price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No, the train ticket. The price for train ticket is $20.
Okay. All right. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, the price of a bus ticket is $11.
Okay. Please read the sentences.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
We can watch a lot of foreign movies in the West Village.
Okay. Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, in the West Village we can only watch foreign movies.
Okay. Please read the sentences.
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from the 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Okay. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above the street level about 30 feet.
Okay. And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above the 11th Avenue.
Okay. To flip the page. Okay, please read the sentences.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters is the part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloisters is located at the southern, the northern Manhattan.
Okay. Please read this.
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located at the North America.
Okay, please read the sentences.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid lines mean the cars cannot cross to the other line.
Okay.
Lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use the yellow lines.
Okay, please read the sentences.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Okay. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, the main source of income, the agriculture is the main source of income of rural areas.